This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As Russian forces continue to move on small cities in eastern Ukraine, the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, is demanding European nations halt sanctions on his country and weapons shipments to Ukraine. Details from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
In an 80-minute telephone call Saturday with leaders of France and Germany, the Kremlin says Putin affirmed Moscow's openness to resuming peace talks, but warned against the continued transfers of Western weapons to Ukraine, and also blamed Western sanctions for the disruption to global food supplies created by the war. Meantime, Russia's defense ministry released footage of Russian fighters and claimed its forces had captured another small city in the Donbas, the second to fall this week. After failing to occupy Ukraine's capital, Russia has set out to seize the last parts of the eastern region not controlled by Kremlin-backed separatists. I'm Ben Thomas.
Meanwhile, again, Russia has in fact claimed the capture of the key railway junction of its forces, fighting to seize all eastern Ukraine's contested Donbas region. A Russian Defense Ministry spokesman reported Saturday that the city of Lyman had been completely liberated by a joint force of Russian forces and Moscow-backed separatists. The city is the second small municipality to fall to Russian forces this week. Controlling Lyman would give the Russian military a foothold for advancing on larger Ukrainian-held cities in Donetsk and Luhansk, the two provinces that make up the Donbas region. Since failing to occupy Ukraine's capital, Russia has concentrated on seizing parts of the region not already controlled by the separatists. This is VOA News. Police say that a stampede at a church charity event in southern Nigeria has left 31 people dead and 7 people injured. We get more from VOA's Marissa Melton.
Police said the stampede took place at an annual Shop for Free program organized by the King's Assembly Pentecostal Church in Rivers State. Police said Saturday's charity program was supposed to begin at 9 a.m., but dozens of people arrived early and somehow the locked gate was broken open. Such charity events are common in Nigeria. It's Africa's largest economy, but more than 80 million people live in poverty. After the stampede, dozens of residents thronged the scene mourning the dead. Doctors and emergency workers treated some of the injured as they lay in an open field. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
A scientific analysis commissioned by the FBI shortly before agents went digging for buried treasure suggests that a huge quantity of gold could be below the surface of Royal Site in western Pennsylvania. And that's according to a newly released government document and photos that deepen the mystery of the 2018 dig at Dent's Run. The report was authored by a geophysicist who performed testing at that site. The government has long claimed the excavation did not yield any of the Civil War-era gold that legend says was actually buried there. The UN top human rights official says that she raised concerns with Chinese officials about the impact of counterterrorism and de-radicalization measures on the rights of Uyghurs and other predominantly Muslim groups in China's Xinjiang region. Michelle Bachelet visited Xinjiang as a part of a six-day trip to China that ended on Saturday. The China's ruling Communist Party has denied all reports of human rights violations and allegations of genocide and showed no sign of being open to change. Bachelet's measured words did not satisfy activists and will likely not sit well with governments such as the U.S., which have been critical of her trip. Amnesty International criticized the visit as a propaganda exercise for the Chinese government. Authorities are warning that much of the U.S. Southwest will see critical fire conditions over the weekend. The so-called red flag warnings come as crews in northern New Mexico work to stop the growth of the nation's largest active wildfire. The 7-week-old fire is the largest in New Mexico's history and has burned 491 square miles east of Santa Fe. Since being started in April, crews are patrolling partially burned areas and clearing and cutting containment lines. The National Weather Service's red flag warnings have been issued in parts of Arizona, Colorado, Kansas, Nevada, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Texas, and Utah. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.